Amen. The gospel reading today, we hear about this appearance of our blessed Lord to his apostles. And it's a rather humorous story in a sense, because just before our Lord appeared, all the apostles were rejoicing in the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead. The two disciples come back from Emmaus and say, "Hey, the Lord appeared to us." And the other said, "He appeared to Peter. He's risen." And then he appears to them, and what do? They think they're seeing a ghost. Like, really? Remember, they pulled that one once earlier when Jesus was walking on the water, and they did the exact same thing. They all panicked and thought they were seeing a ghost. They had to tell them the same thing. It's me. Don't worry about it. But it's a wonderful opportunity for him to be able to show them the reality of the resurrection. They think that they're seeing a ghost, and so he takes some food and he eats it in their presence. And this is a point that St. Peter even made, that when he talks about the fact that he and the others were witnesses to the resurrection, he talks about them as those who ate and drank with him after his resurrection. So exactly the point Jesus made. He said, "Touch me and see that a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as you can see that I have." It is his body that is risen from the dead. Yes, it is glorified. And so it no longer was held bound by the physical limitations that our body has. And yet it was still his physical body. It was his human body that rose from the dead. And that's the part that we have to be able to recognize, that it's not just an apparition that the apostles were having, but it was the Lord himself, truly the Lord himself, right there with them. So we have to then consider for ourselves, because we know that our Lord, of course, is present with us in the Holy Eucharist, and it is the entire person of our Lord. Now, he is presently in his glorified state rather than just in his resurrected state, as he was when he appeared to his apostles that first night, because when we receive him in Holy Communion, we receive him as he is right now. So it is his entire person, crucified, risen, and glorified, ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. That's who we receive, and that's the manner in which we receive him. But he is hidden. And that's the point that the apostles had to recognize. Even though he was standing right in front of them, he was hidden from them. And that's the same way that it was in some of the other appearances. They recognized him immediately, thought they were seeing a ghost. But when he appeared to St. Mary Magdalene, she didn't recognize him. When he appeared to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him. And so it's a matter that he remains hidden. There's a mystery that is there, that we have to be able to look beyond what our eyes can see to be able to understand and recognize his presence truly among us. For the apostles, it was necessary that they had to touch him and see him, because he wasn't a ghost. It is not necessary for us to do that, because we know we have the witness of the apostles and their testimony. So we know who he is. We know what happened. He wasn't just resuscitated. He was resurrected. Death has no more power over him. And so he is now in an entirely different way. Yes, it is his human body and his human soul, but he is existing in a way that is different from the way that you and I do. His soul is glorified now as well as his body. So even though his soul and his body were united to his divinity throughout, from the moment of his conception, He kept that hidden. Now his body and soul both share in that glory, in the fullness of the glory that God has for you and me as well. Now what's going to be critical for us is to have that faith. Not just simply the faith that yes, Jesus died and rose, and he has entered into heaven, but to be very careful, because St. Paul talks about in the first reading how the people of Jerusalem and the leaders of the people failed to know who our Lord was. And more than that, they failed to understand what was written in the scriptures by Moses and the prophets, and he says that we read Sabbath after Sabbath. It's not like, well, yeah, it was there, it was buried in the scripture, but nobody ever read that. Like, no, 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 it's right there. And we read it Sabbath after Sabbath. And they failed to understand what it meant. That's the part we have to be so careful about. We have lots and lots of people today that want to pick and choose what they believe. What they want to believe, basics of the faith. What they want to believe in sacred scripture. They want scripture to say something that it doesn't say. They want to ignore the parts of scripture that they don't like. We can't do that. It's the word of God, and it is the fullness of truth. And so if we want to be able to understand who our Lord truly is, we have to know the word of God and what it says about him. And so we need to be very careful when we look about at those points of the faith. Yes, all of us will acknowledge that the scriptures are the word of God. I don't think anybody here has a problem with that. But then when we read them, do we read them with that kind of authority, that they're the word of God? Obviously, 2,000 years ago, when the scriptures were read Sabbath after Sabbath, they didn't recognize that. They said it was the word of God too, but they missed it. They missed when Jesus was born. They missed when he died. They missed when he rose. It was all right there in scripture, but they just didn't want that part of it, or didn't understand it that way, or ignored it, or whatever it is. That's what we have to be so careful of. And don't make Jesus into somebody that he's not. The apostles thought he was a ghost. We do a whole lot worse. We want to make Jesus in our own image and likeness. We want to make him into somebody that he's not. We want the warm, fuzzy Jesus. We want the Jesus nice guy that tells me that everything that I'm doing is okay because it's me after all. And he understands, and he doesn't mind if I do all these things. We try to make him into somebody that he's not. So we have to learn from the apostles and from what our Lord said. It is me. He didn't change in that way. None of the truth changed, and none of the truth ever will change, because the truth cannot change. It is truly him. Not the way that we want to make him, as he really is. And that's what we have to be able to accept. So in the midst of all the joy of the apostles, proclaiming that Jesus had risen from the dead, when he was right there in their midst, they didn't get it, and they panicked. Jesus is right here in our midst. How much do we panic? How much do we worry? How much anxiety do we deal with? He's right there. Trust him. Believe in him. In him as he truly is. Not in the way that we want to make him, but as he really is. He is God, and he is truly present among us, risen and glorified. We don't need to worry. We don't need to be afraid. We certainly don't need to panic, because Jesus Christ, true God and true man, is truly present among us.